This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short 3-question survey.
We're experiencing unexpected high call volume, so you might experience a longer wait time.
Due to increases in BestBuy.com demand, we are experiencing extended wait times. We will be with you as quickly as possible. Thank you for your patience.
Thank you for calling Best Buy. This is Janet. How may I help you?
Yes, Janet. This is Winston with XPO. I had just got off the phone with DOD Brandon, and I did locate that some of the information that me and him was currently talking about. So I'm going to go ahead and bring you up to speed. Is that okay?
Okay. What is the SMS number?
I got you. Okay. That is 733. Three, six, nine.
Okay, 733.
369-46. I lost my train of thought.
That'll be our secret, okay?
Yes, well, I had a blind moment real quick. It's okay.
So what you call that is, you had some timers these days. Sometimes you remember, sometimes you don't. You know you have those little blind spots in your thoughts. Or
yes, ma'am.
You'd be like, ooh,
what was I thinking? Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so the customer is
Miss Mildred Peoples.
Okay, and address?
That is 9157 Sussex Street, Detroit, Michigan.
Okay. So get me up on speed.
All right. So the customer called and stated that she did not receive her install today, stating that the text that keep coming out keep talking about an electric oven, stating that she does not have an electric oven. She has a gas oven that was delivered on January 20th. Now, her big ordeal is, why does it keep saying electric oven on her order? Because I pulled up more than a few orders of hers, and it does keep saying electric. Now, back in December, she had purchased the gas oven to make sure she knows that it's gas. So she knows that she has gas, and she has it in her kitchen or in her home. But she doesn't understand why they keep sending electric. Yeah. Electric text, and they keep saying that they don't install electric. She like, I don't got electric, I got gas. They was like, well, that's not what it says on the order. So, as I read the order, the young lady said the customer called. She said that she called the service provider. The service provider told her that he doesn't install electric ovens. And then she said she directed the customer back to Best Buy. And I don't see nothing else notated after that. So, Miss Janet, me and Brandon thought she did not have the oven, so we were finna locate that, but then she just informed me very late in the conversation, oh, Mr. Winston, I do have the oven. Oh, okay. So I wanted to curse her out. I did that on silent mode, but anyway. Yeah, I let her have it. She don't even know it. Yeah.
She, all this time, y'all was trying to figure this out, and she has the oven installed.
No, she doesn't have it installed just yet. She just has it there.
Okay.
So now I want to go ahead. I wanted to try to catch Brandon. I was hoping he would have picked up so I could stop him from searching for the lady's stuff. Because now he's going to be so upset when he finds out, like, she does have her oven.
Wait a minute. What's his name?
Brandon.
You just know it's Brandon. That's
yes.
All, huh?
So.
Okay, let me see something. Hold on.
Oh,
let me. I have him. Yeah, this must be him. Hold on.
Yes. So, I'm just guessing. I don't know if a breeze code belongs on here because the technician didn't call me, but the customer did. And then, why can't she get a correct order printed up? That's what her big ordeal is. She said she speak English like everybody else.
Okay, let's see. Okay, I have Brandon pulled up, and let me give him this thing and let him know that you're with me right
yes,
now.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
And that the customer has the
oven at her home, and she just needs to install and install correctly, or install order correctly made up. And I guess she needs to be rescheduled. And which one of you lovely people going to inform her of this?
You're Winston.
Yes,
you're
ma'am. Winston. I'm definitely Winston. Yep. And which one of y'all lovely people going to go ahead and reschedule her? Cause...
Okay, just a minute.
Yes, ma'am. I'll be here when you get back.
I'm going to let you stay right here. I'm just sending Brandon a message.
Okay.
Let me see if he texts back real quick.
All righty.
He is in. So what are we needing to do? She just needed to get
Correct order done up so she can get her gas oven installed.
Okay, so she needs an order installation for
Yes.
gas oven.
Yes.
You're with XPO, right?
Yes, ma'am. Ooh, and they work on my nerves today. I'm like, boy, y'all got the best of the kid today. Gonna have me a shot of cognac.
You know what I be saying? I say, y'all are testing me. You are just... Is this a prank? Where's the cameras? Who's pranking me right now? Because, I mean, like, some days I feel like that. Like, they pranking me. I'm telling you. I'll be like, where's the cameras at? I'm quite sure they didn't come into my house unless it's in my on my laptop because God dang it, you guys are serious. You are seriously freaking me or something because like you be sending me these things, be like, what? And it's like it's not like you get one, you get them straight in a row,
yes.
Bam, 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 and I'm like, okay, look, this needs to stop. What's going on? What's really going on here?
I think I had three today. They wasn't home, and it was too cold outside, and I was just like, oh, here we go. The lady get on the phone, the lady that I'm talking to right now, she was like, mm-hmm. Some little girl just said, I ain't got no, I was like, oh, Lord, she finna go in.
What?
Said some little girl. I said, man, that was my coworker. She okay.
Oh. So she was speaking with the coworker first.
Yes, and the young lady
and
didn't.
Then she got you.
Yes, ma'am. The young lady didn't know what to say, what to do. I was like, so she's just a little new. She all right.
Okay, so she needs an appointment to install.
Yes, ma'am.
Gas range.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Hold on for just one moment, okay?
I'll be here when you get back.
Do you still have her on the line?
I definitely do. Oh, she's not going anywhere. She's determined.
I get those too. Be like they are going to be lifers on my mind right now. So
if you don't give them
like,
some type of solution, they're going to sit there.
They sit there, don't no matter how long. They're going to sit there until you get back and tell them
yes,
what they want to hear. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. She is there, so I'm okay. I'll be here when you get back.
All right, Wednesday.
All right.
Winston.
Yes, ma'am.
Question.
Yes.
Is it a regulated or non-regulated install for the gas range?
A gas oven? Let me check that order that I found it on.
It's a single built-in wall oven, microwave. So it's probably a non-regulator. I wouldn't think it would be a regulated.
That's what I'm trying to find. Right, I've got the description. It just says Frigidaire 24 single gas wall oven so far. Six.
would that still be considered a range, or is it?
I thought the wall ovens were ovens and not ranges, because somebody got on my case when I said that. I said, well, excuse me.
Goodness.
I said, well, I thought it was all the same. Now a range is different from a, oh, okay. That's what I've been cooking all my whole life. It's a range. Now I know.
Okay. So Brandon say, interesting. The third party representative stated they do not have
I know.
Products.
Tell him I apologize.
I created a DDC from a form.
Tell him I apologize. Tell Brandon.
A return exchange order already created.
Oh.
No.
Tell Brandon I apologize. I know. Please do, because I tell him I apologize for the false information, because she didn't give it to me till we got back on the line. Hold on, wait.
Hey, Brandon, hold on. I'm going to give him, I'm calling him real quick, okay? Can you hold?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Hello, Winston.
Yes, Miss Janet.
Okay. So we have Brandon is on here with me. He's
Brandon.
Scheduling it. Well, I don't think he can. Brandon, you can't hear him, right? Okay, no, he can't hear you.
Okay.
So we have him schedule have our schedule for February the 1st.
Okay.
Between 7 and 1. See if that's okay. Because that's going to be like the only one. Isn't that the only one we can get, Brandon? Yeah. That's the only one that we can get for the first, and then next one available is the 22nd of February.
Okay, so she will have to take the first.
Oh goodness! The wait a minute, hold up. The first is gone now.
Oh. Ooh, I can hear my ears ringing when I get back on the phone with her.
The 21st. Yep, the soonest we can get it is the 21st. And that would be for the morning or afternoon, Brandon. The morning. Winston, can you find out if she can take the 21st between 7 and 1?
Yeah, hold on.
Okay. Right. Okay. So let me get, he's talking to, Winston, are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Hey, Winston, so we're going to schedule it for the 21st between 7 and 1, and we're going to see if we can get that pushed up closer. We'll send an email and see if we can get it pushed up closer.
Okay. Would you guys want me to send one as well, or are you just going to?
Brandon, should he send one as well to see if he can force it to go sooner? Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
And you said it's for February 21st. That's what we're going to put down, and then we're going to get it, see if we can go ahead and send an email to get it for an earlier date.
Right.
Okay, I'll inform her of all of that.
Hold on for just a second.
All right.
The FMS. Put it in our chat so I can, because I can't really see that.
You said what, ma'am?
Wait, I was talking to Brandon.
Oh.
One second, Winston. So the FMS number for that, Winston, is 7544. 3775.
So that'll be 7544 3775.
Correct. And just see if you can get them to move that date. So he's scheduling it now.
Okay. And then I'll inform her of that, and then she will, and then like I stated, I'll go ahead and send the email up on her behalf.
Okay. He's almost done.
Okay. Don't take your time.
All right. Oh, it is. I see it on there. Okay. So February 21st, between 7 and 1. You can see that now, Winston, right?
On the new order?
Yes.
I haven't put
the FMS number that I gave you.
Okay, I haven't put that. Wait, hold on. I was sending up this email. Give me a second.
Right, it's routed to XPO as well.
Okay. Okay.
Brandon, I think that's it then, right? Are you going to send the email or did you want me to send it?
You texting me or? Okay.
Which one? Okay, let me see.
Uh-oh, I don't think it came through my system just yet. Because I just tried to use that FMS that you guys have given me.
Mm-hmm. It's in mine already, so.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to wait a little while. Because I can't pull it up yet, just yet. Yeah, I'm going to have to wait a little while. So I'm still going to go send it this email, though.
Mm-hmm. Come on. I don't know what's going on. My FMS is slowing. Yeah, it's there. Okay.
This thing get on my nerves.
Let's see. And you said the first and the third one?
Ma'am?
3PL oh. And the HSDMA. AM. Okay, and that's Kirk Winslow and Joseph Campbell. Okay. All right. All right, Brandon, thank you so much. All right, you as well. Thanks, bye. Okay, Winston.
I know he gave me the business.
No, he did not.
No, it's okay.
He's cool with that. So, let me go ahead and get this email sent while you're on the phone, so I don't have to go into another thing just to get that done.
Because this is, I'm just like, my email thing don't never work, and I'm going to talk to them about that right now because I'm getting tired of sending full-out emails when I shouldn't have to. I should be able to use this thingy right here. Almost. All right, I'm sending mine up right now.
Make sure they go ahead and get her taken care of. And I'm just currently waiting on you, Miss Janet, and we're good to go.
Okay. give me a moment, okay?
Take your time, girl. Okay. Take your time, girl.
Telling people take your time because I've been like, as long as I stay on here with you.
I'm telling you, that time is running.
You still have her on the line?
Yes, I do, if I'm not mistaken. She is determined. 38 minutes? Oh, yeah, I'm definitely going to hear about this call. Yeah, they're going to be like, what was you doing? I'm like, well, check it out. They're going to be like, oh, okay, yep. Leave me alone.
Where are you located?
Now I'm in Montgomery, Alabama.
Oh. How's the weather there?
It's raining currently.
Oh. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia, and it's sunny out there, but I'm quite sure it's cold.
Well, if the rain's hitting us, it probably headed your way next.
Like we be getting rain all the time.
Yes, ma'am. Definitely look. Sound like it's outside. I'm gonna show check the weather before I take myself out there.
You guys work from home?
Some of my coworkers do. I can't stand. I gotta get me away from my kids. I ain't got too many kids.
Children, do you have?
I got too many at home, and guess what? Ain't none of them mine. They all my sisters and brothers' kids. I gotta get out of there.
Stop. Oh yeah. What are you still doing up in there? You guys live with your parents?
Yeah. Oh well, I didn't at first. 2 years ago, when the corona hit, the house had fell on 3 mortgages, and I had to go help.
Okay.
Because she lost her husband. Yeah, 2 years ago. So when my mom.
Your mom. Oh, okay.
So when she lost her husband, she kind of fell swoop with the mortgages, and I couldn't let the family house get taken. So I just like, let me just step in for a little while, then I get out y'all hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
needing to I wonder, is she part of that team? No, she's not. No, she's not on here. Okay.
Damn, only 1 second out of our work coalition. Oh, boy.
Thank you. So no children of your own, Winston? What's going on?
I didn't say that part. Mine's is just in Chicago. I only have two, and my son did pass last year.
How old was he?
Well, not last year, because I keep forgetting we just had a new year. I mean, he was 15 years old.
16?
15. Yes, ma'am. It's okay. It happens. It's all right. But, yes, I still have my two kids. He was one of them, and then I have my oldest daughter. And, you know, she's in college. She does her thing. Mm-hmm. And I nip that in the bud. I don't know. Yeah, only to my two, and I'm straight. Oh, yeah, this lady definitely gonna curse me out. She's like, I waited on you. Snickers, hungry, why wait?
So,
sorry.
How many disappointments has she had? How many times that they tried to get this done?
She said a few. I think I seen like 6 orders, 7 orders, like 8. I'm like, whoa, that's a lot.
So when I put this in here, I ask you that so that I can put it in there, because then they kind of look at it and say, okay, she's been going through some stuff, so we need
for
to
a
see
while.
What we can
okay.
do.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Okay. That'll accommodate her.
There we go. Alrighty, I sent that email out.
Alrighty.
Hopefully we can get that sooner date for her.
Yes, ma'am. And I'm hoping they'll reach out to her. If not, tell us when we can reach out to her and give her some good, better information. And I'm going to relieve what I have currently for this young lady and wish me luck.
Better you than me.
No, that's low down. That's low down.
I'm sorry, Winston. Okay. That was a low point. But that's okay. But we working it out together, right?
We definitely worked it out.
We got this together. So you sent your email. Let her know that you sent the email. I sent the email, and we have that scheduled.
Yes.
Were you able to pull it up on your thing yet?
No, I'm still not able to access it just yet, so I'm going to give it one more try real quick.
Do you have the right number?
I could have sworn you gave it to me.
7544-3775.
Yeah, I got it. It's going to take a while. It might take a while, but it's okay. We're going to work it out.
Okay.
I'm going to go speak with the customer. All right. Thank you, Janet. I appreciate all your assistance and all your time.
Not
I appreciate you.
I'll
thank you
Brandon
for assisting
too.
Me in XPO. And next time I talk to Brendan, I'm definitely going to apologize to him because I didn't get the information till of late. So
I told him that. I told him that you didn't get it until late. So
yes, ma'am.
And I'll let him know that you said thank you.
Yes, I appreciate both of you guys' assistance. Thank y'all for helping me and XPO.
Not a problem. You have
y'all
a
enjoy your day.
All safe,
right.
Okay?
You two be safe too.
Right,
okay, Janet. All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.